Welcome to Christmas from the Associate Presbyterian Magazine, February 1879. This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, are on the web at www.puritandownloads.com. Also, please consider, pray, and act upon the important truths found in the following quotation by Charles Spurgeon. As the Apostle says to Timothy, so also he says to everyone, give yourself to reading. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read. Renounce as much as you will all light literature, but study as much as possible sound theological works, especially the Puritanic writers and expositions of the Bible. The best way for you to spend your leisure is to be either reading or praying. And now to SWRB's reading of Christmas, which we hope to find to be a great blessing, and which we pray draws you nearer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Christmas, from the Associate Presbyterian Magazine, February 1879. The holidays have come and gone, with all their attendant amusements, pleasures, and festivities. They begin, as every child knows, with that popular day called Christmas. Protestants have made the discovery that this day belongs to the masses. They are unwilling that it should be celebrated exclusively by Roman Catholics, and so they observe it. Some as a holy day, the majority, however, as a holiday. It seems passing strange that any Protestants should be found who regard Christmas with a veneration equal to that of the Sabbath, and yet such is the case. Time was when there were stated days for religious services and public worship besides the Sabbath, but that time is past. Those days belonged to the ceremonial system and had a typical significance. But Christ, the substance, having come, the shadows have disappeared. It was an observance of Mosaic rites and ceremonial holy days that occasioned Paul's reproof of the Galatians. Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. There is just as much warrant for observing the sacred days which characterize the Old Testament dispensation as there is for observing Christmas. The Romish Church, in opposition to the Word of God, has a great multiplicity of annually returning sacred seasons. The 25th day of December is one of those seasons, at which time originally a heathen festival was held. This day was next baptized into a Romish Mass for the birth of Christ. The truth is, the day of Christ's nativity has been irrecoverably lost. Had this date been designed for special religious veneration, its date would have been preserved in the holy record and a divine command given for its proper observance. The absence both of the date and command makes it as clear to us as a sunbeam that the natal day of our Savior, even were it known, should not be honored by any religious observance whatsoever. Why do Protestants attach any importance to this day? Because it had become the custom. Whence did this custom take its rise? From the superstitious papists. What authority have they for its observance? Uncertain tradition and the dictum of their infallible head. The author speaks here of the blaspheming claims of the Pope. In vain, says our Savior, do ye worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. But, says one, what objection is there spending it as a holiday? We answer, it is giving countenance to Roman Catholicism. How can this be, since they observe it as a holy day and we as a holiday? After the close of the Roman Catholic ceremonies connected with the celebration, there is no particular difference in the way they spend the remainder of the holy day from the way it is observed by the Protestants. An observation, we think, will verify the statement that the social observance of it gradually leads to religious veneration. If to observe the day sacredly is superstitious, which no well-informed Protestant will deny, the attaching of any particular importance to it whatever is, to say the least, not avoiding the appearance of evil. It is for a lamentation that the laws of some of the states give Christmas for a holiday, that Protestant ministers of the gospel countenance this day of Romish consecration, that editors of religious periodicals fill their columns with puerile Christmas stories which are calculated to make false impressions on the youthful mind and foster a spirit of superstition. Christian parents are not wholly unblameable. Many have inadvertently fallen in with the popular idea and customary practice of what we may say in plain words, deceiving their children. The little ones around the fireside are told that if they want any Christmas presents, they must hang up their stockings, and maybe old Santa Claus will fill them by morning. As children are passionately fond of parents, such a proposition is complied with most heartily. Morning comes. The little ones are up bright and early to see what Santa Claus brought them during the night. If the supposed invisible being has been liberal enough to bring them to all sorts of candies and other nice things, it may be valuable presents. Away they go with a quick step and bounding heart to show Papa and Mama what old Santa Claus brought them. Do not parents know who teach their children such things, that they really deceive them? Is this conduct justifiable? Is it Christ-like? So says Rome, but not the Word of God. If they may be deceived in one thing, why not in many things? Is there no danger of the children after they have been let into the secret of the matter of practicing the art of dissimulation on their parents and others? If there is no danger in deception, let it be practiced by all. But if there is, consistency, as well as the Word of God, requires its discontinuance. Roman Catholic institutions, rites, superstitions, and dogmas are coming into popular favor rapidly enough without Protestants giving them open countenance. Papists are increasing in the United States at an astonishing rate. This fact ought to startle us, make us vigilant against the wiles of the great Antichrist, nerve us for action, and lead us to see the importance of buckling on closely the armor of light, that we manfully defend our civil and religious institutions, which are dear to every true Christian heart. Let us give no countenance to anything peculiar to the Romish Church, whose works are works of darkness, and whose end is destruction. 1879.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan hard drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan hard drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan hard drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan hard drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwaters Revival Books.